Name calling No Match Health. My name is Brittany. May I please have the first and last name?
David Kilbarger.
Thank you. It's still pulling up. I do apologize.
That's okay.
All right. Do you have an order number?
I'm looking at my last shipment. There was an order number on it. It's pretty long. You ready?
No, sir. That's not the order number. Order numbers are only 6 digits long. It starts with like SH or 156.
No, this thing that I kept when I received my last shipment does not show that.
All right, could you spell your first name, please?
D-A-V-I-D, David.
And your last name?
K-I-L-B, as in boy, A-R, G as in George, E-R.
Okay, thank you. I'm still locating the account. Okay, I do apologize.
Okay. You want my middle initial? Address?
No, sir. I have... Well, I thought I had something here. Okay. I found it. And can you verify your address, please?
Sure. It's 2224 Carper Street, Lancaster, Ohio, 43130.
Nope, that's not it either. Yeah. I'm going to try one more thing for you, okay?
Okay.
When's the last time you ordered with us?
Well, the last shipment I received was dated January 30th of this year.
All right. And
I'm sorry, I'm set up for auto shipment, so I'm not in contact with you very often.
All right. So can you verify your address one more time for me, please?
Yes. 2224 Carper Street, Lancaster, Ohio, 43130.
All right, thank you. So locating account for the OMAX 3 Ultra Pure 2 Box subscription. It shows that your account was canceled. How can I assist you?
It was canceled.
Yes, sir, because I see here where you was wanting to update a credit card information, and
oh,
you
yes.
have stated that you'll...
I must have called when I had my card canceled because of theft, identity theft, so I got my new card. I called in yesterday, wanted to provide that information, and they gave me the website that I had to do it myself. So today I set myself up as registered, and I can't find on the website how I go in to identify my credit card information. So I was on a screen where I asked for a message. I typed in the message and have not gotten any response, and that could be because maybe on your side, I would say send it to my old email address. I have a new email as well.
All right, sir, could you hold for one moment while I speak with my manager, please? Because I don't know exactly why you would have been told that you would have to go online to place the order yourself, because we have, because I know I've placed orders for customers over the phone in the past, because I've done a bunch of orders yesterday for a couple people.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to place the order. I just want to change my credit card information on the next shipment that it gets applied to my new credit card.
All right, it'll just be one moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding.
You're welcome.
I'm still here, okay, sir? I'm speaking with my manager. It'll be one moment.
Okay.
All right, sir, do you have an email address?
I can give you my new one. My old one is no longer out there.
All right, do you know your password to log in for OMAX?
I created one today.
All right, what's that email?
Okay, the email, this is all lowercase, david.kilbarger.
Hold on one second. Okay.
At TWC.com.
You said TW dot?
No, it's at T as in Tom, W as in weather, C as in Charlie.com.
Hold on one second, okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, I do apologize. I'm still here, okay, sir? I do apologize.
You're fine.
All right, sir, what is your password?
The one I used today. It's that symbol that you call either an asterisk or a star.
I'm sorry?
It's star, that symbol that's a star or an asterisk, whichever one you call it. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
And then the next four letters are lowercase. D as in David, M as in Michael, P as in Peter, K as in Kilbarger.
Hold on one second. You said lowercase DM.
Yeah, DM. P-K.
So, star D-M-P-K.
Followed by another asterisk or star.
Okay.
And then the numbers 073.
It says incorrect email or password, sir.
That's what I created today. Maybe when I started with Omax, it's using my old email address.
Let's see here.
But I have no record of that old email, so I cannot help you with the password.
I'm going to try one more thing, okay, sir?
Okay.
And what was your email again? David?
David
Kielbarger.
Kielbarger at twc.com.
All right. All right, sir. So the password was not registered. It was trying to use your old email. So I set up an account for you for omaxhealth.com with that new email you just provided me. And your password is all lowercase, and it's omax20.
So I have this different password, omax20?
Yes.
Let me spell that out, all lowercase.
Yes, O-M-A-X.
Oh, okay. And then it's 20 after that, the number 20?
Yes, 20, OMAX20.
So that's my new password. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's under my email for david.kielbarger?
Yes, at twc.com.
Got it.
And you're wanting to do the OMAX3 Ultra Pure 2 box subscription?
Yes. Give me the rest of that OMAX. What was it called? OMAX
it,
what?
It was OMAX. Hold on. Let me go back to that page again. OMAX3 Ultra Pure 2 Box Subscription.
Ultra Pure?
Yes.
P-I-E-R?
It's U-L-T-R-A-P-U-R-E.
Pure, okay. Subscription.
Yes.
So that's my selection. So after I pull it up with this email and password, I go under manage account and then I request this as my item, correct?
Yes.
Then it will allow me to set up my payment method?
Yes.
Okay, can I tell it when to start filling the order? Because I just received two boxes less than a month ago, so I don't want to have them sent again right away.
Okay, so if I do set up an account for you today, sir, it will charge your card today.
Okay, can I go in there and just play with it and not order it and then wait, say, a month and then do it again and order it?
Yes, sir. But you'll need to go to your email and register your account. You'll need to go and set up a new password through your email, and you'll click the big green button that will let you sign in with a and use a different password. You need to create a new password.
Well, the password you just gave me, that's already in there, right?
Yes, sir, but that is a temporary password.
Okay, then I'll just change it once I go in there to another password. Got it.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope. I'll give it a try, and hopefully I can work my way through it.
All right. Well, I do want to say thank you for calling customer care, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.